Hello, everyone. Welcome to our webinar today. We are very excited for this one because this is our very first webinar about Reddit, which is very cool. And of course, we have some special guests here with us. So we're very excited to talk about it. And we'll do a quick round of intros. So my name is Alyssa, and I'm a community strategist here at Hey Orca. So I work on our webinar, newsletters, Facebook group, all that kind of stuff. And I'll pass it over to Christina.
Hi, I'm Christina Grenet, and I am the Chief Community Officer here at Hey Orca. Thank you so much for joining us today. And I'm excited to have Reddit in the house because Reddit does such a beautiful job embracing and helping people create communities. And with that, I will pass it to you, Juliana.
Thank you, Christina. Appreciate you guys having me here. I'm super, super excited to go over all things Reddit. My name is Juliana. You can call me Jules. We can all be friends here. I am a client partner at Reddit. I have been here for a little, actually, it'll be 2 years at the end of March. Prior to that, I was at TikTok for also almost 2 years. And then prior to that, I was actually at a media agency for 4 years. So lots and lots of experience around different verticals, around what activating on different platforms, buying on different platforms looks like. And then now that I'm on the Reddit side, really being able to speak to where Reddit can win within your media mix. So I love the first question that you guys asked of like, who is live currently on Reddit as a brand? I love to see that a lot of people said not yet. So the yet piece is great to see. And yeah, really looking forward to going over everything with you guys.
Awesome. We're so excited to have you. And your experience is crazy. I feel like you have been everywhere. That's amazing. So we're so excited to hear about everything that you're going to show us today.
Okay. So today we will really be going over the key to context and how all roads lead to Reddit. A quick agenda here is number one, harnessing the power of community. Then we'll speak about community in Canada and also in the US. Apologies, I forgot to just update that little bit. Then we'll go into find people where they form opinions and find people where they take action. So first, how do brands harness the power of communities? To really summarize by the end of this segment, the goal is to answer that question, how do brands harness this power? How can your brand harness that power? So the easiest way to understand how a brand derives value from Reddit is to really understand how people behave on the platform. For example, what do they like? What do they do? How do they do it? And what motivates them? So I would say always start by remembering the human when you're talking about Reddit. What makes you you? What are some of all the passions, experiences, and interests that are more than just your gender, your age, or things that we're used to thinking about when we are trying to find a particular person to target on different platforms. So when you look at this particular slide, this is me. It's my current hobbies, old hobbies, things that I've always loved, and new discoveries. So you'll see Severance on there. I'm not sure which ones of you are like really into Severance right now, but Reddit is my go-to when I have no idea what just went on in an episode. Travel, I have had the travel bug pretty much all my life. I played volleyball in a pretty professional standpoint for a very long time. It's been something that I've absolutely loved. And then you look at Pilates. I've recently become a Pilates instructor and I do that on the side. I am Colombian, but I actually live in Toronto. And then from a finance perspective, always good to learn how to invest your money properly. And Reddit is really the only place I feel safe enough to go answer, or sorry, to go ask all of my silly questions that I don't want tied to specifically my name. And not just because I'm shy in that aspect, but you know, it's a social media platform that I can tell what my income is, what my current investments are, what my savings are, what my debts are, and no one will ever tie that back to me. On Reddit, I am Mishi Swim. I am not Juliana Rodriguez. So it really gives me that freedom to be able to ask those questions.
We have a lot of Severance fans in the chat who are loving this. And I love the comment from Brianna. She says, are we the same person? Which is great. I love that.
Are we twins? I don't know. We will chat about this after. So what's also unsurprising is that with so many different communities available and so many unique and strong passions, people do their utmost to make their community shine. And that means every subreddit is really cared for and made better by the moderators, which you hear about. So in real life, these people are constantly moderating their communities. Anything that does not abide the community guidelines is simply not posted on the community. I know brand safety in general for all advertisers is really important, just as is important for Reddit. And like you heard at the beginning, I have a lot of experience buying across different platforms, and Reddit is actually the only platform that has as many levers that you can pull from a brand safety perspective, which I know sometimes when you talk about the organic side of Reddit, sometimes it's a little scary because people can be very, very honest. So when we talk about advertising, you have a lot of these levers that you can pull, and we can talk about those later. Okay, so this quote really explains Reddit if you're not super familiar with it. In fact, the number one reason people come to Reddit is to be informed by content that is specific, authentic, and relevant to topics that you care about. So its unique structure of the Reddit platform follows exactly that. The quote is, if Facebook is people you know sharing things you don't care about, Reddit is things you care about shared by people that you don't know. So very, very simple. If you take anything away, even if this lets you understand Reddit a little bit more, I will be super, super happy with that. So as a result, Reddit really communicates and creates a we mentality in contrast from a me mentality, which is curated, this very like pretty timeline that we all seem to put up. I'm guilty of it on my Instagram. I love to highlight my big moments. So that's kind of that like me mentality where you're putting your best foot forward always. This is what you want to show people all the time. But in a rapidly changing world, there has been a lot of cultural pushback against that curated digital world, from news, content, all the way down to how people present themselves online. People want the realness online, a place where you can connect with real people, engage with real perspectives, and get authentic opinions on products, on brands, on anything that you're looking for, which again, that we conversation is not just comments, it's genuinely people who want to contribute to the conversation and add value.
I love that slide because I think like the whole thing about community building is, you know, turning from me to we, and like having people in your corner and people who share the same interests as you. And that is totally what I think about when I think of Reddit, is like that we aspect. So I love that slide.
Yeah, totally. And I, again, coming from different platforms, you do feel like, is there a place where I can really go, no shame, ask what I need to ask, and you're really championed for being honest and for giving way more information. So I also love that slide. And this one is also really cool. You don't age out of Reddit, you actually age in. I have like personal experience on this. As soon as I started working at Reddit, so I switched over from TikTok, my mom immediately started using Reddit. She was, you know, really trying to support me. You know how parents are. I don't know if you've ever explained what you do to your parents, but when I tried to explain to her what I do at Reddit, it was a long story, basically. So this slide is awesome for me just to really see how, as I've gotten older, as even the last 2 years have passed, what I'm using it for and what I will continually use it for and what my mom's starting to use it for, right? And it's all going to be different based on your own experience, based on your own interests. But you can see here one of the examples from a community standpoint is r/dadit, again, r/momit. It's all of these parent communities, first-time parents most of the time, that have a lot of guilt, have a lot of shame. Maybe sometimes you don't know what you're doing. And so Reddit is really a place where it's safe enough for them to ask all of these questions and also not to feel judged about what they're asking.
And I do see a comment in the chat, which is really interesting. So they say, it's so hard to shift the tone of an established brand that has always been traditional and stiff, and leadership doesn't get it. So I was wondering, from your experience from like TikTok and Reddit, do you have any advice for like a brand that, you know, maybe needs to shift their tone a little bit for Reddit?
Yeah, I mean, it's a big question, right? And a lot of brands go through this a lot. I think looking at what your consumers are saying, what feedback they're giving you, and granted, like feedback is sometimes hard to receive. Maybe sometimes somebody had a total one-off situation, but all of that is really, really important feedback for you to take back. And so when you're thinking about how to shift tone, I think being very upfront with like, hey, I hear you and I know that these things are going on, instead of trying to just kind of like figure out how you distract somebody with it. So lots of things we can do with that. Lots of tools we have for social listening that you can use that would really help you within that conversation when you're talking about leadership as well, or sorry, talking to leadership as well.
Cool. Perfect.
Cool. Okay. A look at Reddit in Canada and the US. So communities create connection and a lot of it. We have over 175 million US weekly active users, and this is 21 million for Canada. I saw somebody in the chat very early on that they were joining from London. I'm not sure if that's London, England. If it is, we also have like the full split out of like the UK. You'll see the map later on, but we also have those stats in there. We have over 100,000 communities, active communities. They can get super, super niche, from like r/running to a pair of running sunglasses that I've probably never heard of in my life. But it gets so, so specific, which is great because you know exactly where you need to go when you have one of those big questions. In 2024, we grew 58% year over year. That's in the US only. In Canada, it was actually 59%. But this really speaks to most platforms right now are actually stagnant or decreasing in their user rate while Reddit continues to grow. This is a look at our Canadian audience. As you see on the map here on the left-hand side, Canada is the third largest market on Reddit. US would be number one, but we also have the UK, Germany, and Australia. And we have specific teams for each market. I think one of the things I want to highlight here is the split between males and females. A long time ago, it was very known that Reddit was maybe more for males. It was more focused around gaming. And while that's totally fair and that's definitely how it was, it's definitely not how it is anymore. And you actually will see in the US slide that they have more females than males on the platform. So that shift is really happening, which is so great to see. And I mean, from my own personality, I'm a big research girl. I go in on discovery whenever I'm trying to buy something, like I really need to justify my purchase and I need those opinions. So this shift makes sense to me. And then the other thing is the median household income. So you'll see in Canada is 84,000, in the US is 104, which is on average higher than other social media platforms. What that means is users are on Reddit are willing to spend more once they're able to make that decision because they're confident in that decision. So I'm very guilty of impulse shopping on TikTok. Most of the time, I never purchase that product again because it wasn't a very mindful decision. And again, this is not in any way to say anything about TikTok because there has been things on there that I found very, very useful. But what I'm saying is when you research, when you go in, when you're taking these recommendations from other people that have used different products, you feel a little bit more confident in that purchase decision. Now, when it comes to where is Reddit really adding value? Like, why do I need to care right now? This slide particularly focuses on Canada. I'll show you US after, but it shows you our unique and unduplicated reach. The way that you would read this slide is 46% of Reddit users are not on Instagram. So that means 46% of our users will not be reachable anywhere else. That's not Reddit. So same thing with TikTok, 51%, X is 67%, Pinterest 68%, and so on. So if you're trying to get to a core audience, there has to be that understanding that there's a big chunk that you're not reaching on all of these other platforms. So adding Reddit to your media mix is really important from that incrementality perspective. And this is what it looks like for the US. So a little bit different. And, you know, X, Pinterest, LinkedIn are kind of the big ones here. Okay. So now finding your people where they form opinions. Reddit really is where those opinions are formed. And we'll go over how that happens. At a time when real human conversations and perspectives are becoming increasingly rare online, just on the internet in general, Reddit stands out as the only place where you can get real human answers for what you're really looking for. So what we're seeing is that people are increasingly adding Reddit at the end of their Google searches, which is probably how most of us got introduced to Reddit. And they're really doing this to filter out anything that is influenced, anything that is spam, and so they can get to an answer quicker. In the past year, people actually chose Reddit results on Google searches over 23 billion times. And yes, that's billion with a B. So it's massive. Every second, over 100 people are adding Reddit to at the end of their Google searches. So it just really starts to form that idea of how powerful the platform is. And even though advertising has only really become available in the last 5 years, Reddit has been around for over 20 years. So it's this mountain of information that lives online. Very similar here, every second, an average of 2 people ask Reddit for a recommendation. And on average, they're receiving 14 responses back. I have tried this, you guys, and I have gotten more than 14 responses. To me, it's crazy that people that don't know me at all are willing to dive in and help me so much. Prior to moving in with my partner, I was living alone, had lots of questions around handy things around the house, certain appliances to buy, even like what type of paint you're allowed to use on walls, which I know may seem silly, but these were the questions that I had, and I could come to Reddit and there were a plethora of answers that came through of people just willing to help you and like talk about their own experience.
When you're making a Reddit post, do you have any hacks that anyone could use to try and get more responses? Like, is there any like SEO little tips?
Yeah, not necessarily around SEO, but the more information you give, the more people are able to give you an answer. So for example, when I was looking at units with my partner in Toronto, I was trying to see if the unit that we were looking at was overpriced. My first post that I had written about it, I had only written what the cost of it was, like didn't really include anything about my income, my partner's income, my expenses, any of that stuff. So it's really subjective for someone to be able to say like, hey, yeah, that's overpriced or not, because they don't know my situation. So the more you can include in there, the better.
Perfect. Nice.
Yeah. And these recommendations really inform your purchase decisions. So we are the number one platform with the most informed opinions about brands or products. High intent shoppers come to Reddit for exactly that, for advice. They rely on community experts for authentic, trusted, and perspectives to help with their purchase decisions. So this community featured right here on the side, what car should I buy? I would love for you guys to like go browse through there, because really like people are truly making their decision based off of Reddit posts. Trust now comes from real people, not celebrities or entities. So being inundated with just fake reviews, spam, but now shoppers can really dive into real, again, that authentic, that human piece that we started the presentation off with. Users really trust the advice and information from real people above all. And that's not just like from a Reddit perspective, but truly word of mouth is the most reliable thing. And that's what people are coming to Reddit for, because that's what you can get on the platform.
We actually have an interesting question here. So do Reddit users generally trust brands that respond to questions or share their perspectives or suggest products? Or would they maybe trust just like normal people responding?
Yeah, that's a great question and something that needs to be done in a particular way. And when I say that, I mean, same thing with what I started. Always remember the human. Reddit is a platform that is additive to the conversation. So if a brand is jumping in and is contributing to the conversation more from like a very salesy aspect, from just like, this is our product and our product's the best, but you're not really listening to what people are saying. For example, someone with oily skin and you're coming and recommending a product that's going to make their skin more oilier as a brand, probably doesn't make sense, right? But if you're a brand that specifies exactly on that, then it makes sense for you to say, hey, like, did you try this product? If you have oily skin, this one's actually probably better for you, right? So it's always adding value and it's remembering the human versus putting the brand before the human.
Can I add to that?
Of course.
When I was at HubSpot, I spent a lot of time on Reddit doing social listening. And I think that it is an untapped resource for brands, even if you don't want to have like a brand facing initiative at Reddit, to be able to use it for social listening, to figure out how people are talking about you and if they're recommending you and why. I think opens up so many opportunities. One, I know that there's a lot of SEO pros that are worried about how they can essentially get SEO through AI. Like, how are people talking about us and get lift there? Having content on Reddit and having people talk about you on Reddit is a really great way, because those learning models are, they are crawling Reddit. They are searching through Reddit. That's why we have Reddit Answers now, which is one of my favorite new things that y'all have launched. The other thing is, let's say that you don't want to be the, you don't want to be the brand that jumps in there and responds to a positive or negative response about the brand. When I was at HubSpot, I would normally look for conversations or for people asking for recommendations. And if I had advocates that I knew wanted to be a voice for us, that's a really easy opportunity for me to send that link to say, hey, if anyone wants to respond to this, like, here's an opportunity. I would never tell them what to say, but no one wants to sit on Reddit for you to help you do your job. But if you can flag it to them and say, hey, here's an opportunity for you to share your opinion, it's a really great way to mobilize your advocates. So with that, I'll let you have a stage again, but I love Reddit for that opportunity.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, no, and plus one to everything you're saying. And I think highlighting the fact that it's like you're sending it to someone and they're free to respond whatever they want to respond to. So it's still authentic. And I saw somebody else ask in the chat, can I respond as a person but recommend my brand? Again, the question is, it depends. Like, what are you saying? What are you responding to? Redditors are very, very clever people, I'll tell you that. So, like, if there is any sort of way to know that this is your brand, and if there's any sort of way that this can be traced back to you, and if they realize that, then again, the comments will not be very positive. But that's because it's like, again, it wasn't authentic. It wasn't like a genuine review. Now, if it's your brand and you're like, hey, I created this brand because I had your exact issue at this point, blah, blah, blah. Like, there's a way to always be additive. So I think that that's the main takeaway of, like, there is a way to join the conversation, but always ask yourself, what value am I giving to this conversation? And am I just trying to insert myself as a brand?
Yeah, that's good advice.
Okay, so coming back to it, Reddit was basically made for this moment, made for where we are right now, especially after the pandemic. Lots of us did a lot of online shopping because it was the only thing that we could do. So it's clear that there is a seismic shift underway in how we search. To uncover these moments, we partnered with GWI, Brandwatch, and AMSCO to understand what's changing, what's driving this change, and where search is headed. So we're the number one platform people visit to find advice about products and purchase decisions. Looking back at 6 months of consumer purchasing and owning conversations on new sites and social platforms, Reddit took up 51% of the total conversation. So to put that into perspective, X is as far second with 38%, with Instagram, public Facebook posts, blogs, and online news falling even further behind. I love, love, love this slide. It's truly the most trusted platform than all digital platforms outside of traditional reviews and sites. So if you look at the first two, it's review websites and your friends and family. So like we talked about, that word of mouth. And then comes Reddit. So it's first on top of Google, on top of YouTube, Amazon, TikTok, and Instagram. So I think this really drives it home of, like, trust is a big thing in our day and age. There is so much information out there, and that's where Reddit is really able to help you get to your answer a lot quicker. And to me, the way that I like to explain Reddit to my friends is having people that specialize in a particular thing, and I can ask you whatever I want. I always have access to it. So that's what the platform really is. And so with all of that being said, that's why all roads lead to Reddit. These conversations keep bringing people to the platform, no matter what someone is looking for, how they're looking for it, they just end up on Reddit. So if you start with search, they find the best answer on Reddit. If you read an article, it cites a Reddit thread. If they're inspired on social media, they validate what they saw on Reddit. But why? Because Reddit is where you find, again, that authentic, personalized, and human recommendation that you can trust. There is no moderation that comes from a bot on the platform. Everything is done by real humans. And I know moderation, especially with all the changes on Meta, is a really, really big thing within our universe right now. So for brands, conversations help unlock the key to context. We really think that Reddit is the only platform that can deliver context and personalization at a scale for advertisers, and that's what we're really focusing on building. That's because we enable brands to reach their consumers in moments of decision-making alongside the subjects, content, and conversations that matter the most, rather than just chasing them across the internet. So to rephrase that, on Reddit, you don't have to guess where your users are. You can really hit them with the communities, the interests, and keywords that pertain to your product, instead of kind of using media dollars to try to find your audience. Think of Reddit as the platform that combines the best of search and social. So if you see in this little Venn diagram, Reddit is right in the middle. So advertisers can begin to think about Reddit as the place that brings it all together. Just like all social platforms, I know brands are able to reach consumers while they are discovering content in their feeds. So again, through Reddit's behavior and interest targeting, you can do the same thing. And with the advancements we're making with keyword targeting, which I know I've mentioned a lot, but it's huge on the platform. Brands can also use keywords to precisely target their messaging in the most contextually relevant conversations and feeds across Reddit. I don't know if this is too tiny. I'm hoping all of you guys can see this really well, but this is a great example of what the search journey looks like. So when you start on Google, let's say I searched up best betting and I put Reddit at the end, you'll see only Reddit posts come up. There's nothing promoted here. Okay. Everything is a real post from Reddit. Then if I click on this very first post, it brings me to somebody asking, where can I buy high quality bed sheets? This is in r/buyitforlife. So people that are really looking for high quality, they want this to last. And then this is what a Sleep Country Canada ad could look like. Very contextually relevant. It's what I'm looking for. It's related. If I'm buying sheets, I probably want pillows. I probably am looking for a mattress. So this is all super, super relevant. Now, shifting over to finding your people where they take action, you're probably saying like, this is all so great. My audience is totally on Reddit, but like, how do I actually find these people? How do I actually talk to these people? This is featuring our conversation ads. So we have two placements. Our conversations ads are a unique way that you can reach people through Reddit. For those of you who aren't super, super familiar, conversation ads will be within a Reddit post right before all the comments. So anytime that you've been driven to Reddit from Google, you land within a post and you literally land within the comments. So just think about the power of that, like driving somebody from Google to Reddit, and your ad appears right there when they're actively searching for your product or for a recommendation around whatever industry you're in. You can tell your story again in that high trust, high intent contextual environment. We've talked about trust, but to put it in numbers, 46% of people are more likely to trust the brand because they advertised on Reddit. 27% are more likely to purchase a product if they see it advertised on Reddit. And then last but not least, more valuable customers are spending 2.5x more. So again, that ties to that median household income that we went over earlier. I love this post on the side. It gives me a really good giggle, but it says Reddit has ruined my ability to make independent purchase decisions. Can't even buy a water bottle anymore without consulting the effing water bottle subreddit. So I definitely am in this space of using the platform now. Like, there is very little things that I purchase without consulting Reddit. Most of the time, there's a better recommendation on there that I didn't even know about. So I've always just been really, really happy with being able to fact check myself and even like my gut instinct on what I want to purchase. We're going to get more into now like the actual ads platform, how it works, how you can purchase on it. If this makes you a little bit nervous, just know that from experience, from again, seeing the ads manager of all these platforms across the board, it is very, very similar. Okay. So buying in the way that works for you, you have all of these objectives. Within the lower funnel, you also have catalog sales. So we have DPA available if that's something that you have access to. And then when we think about our targeting capabilities, if you look at it from left to right, you're kind of going from niche to broad. Custom audiences, most of us are used to doing these a lot, whether those are CRM lists or you're using pixel retargeting. And then you can move into keywords. So making sure you're using branded, unbranded, generic, but also doing competitor conquesting here. One of my favorite things to test. Then when you look at who people are, it's your location, gender, device. In your location, you can do zip code, city, state, or country targeting. And then the bread and butter of Reddit, which is really those communities. Not all communities are ads addressable. And again, that's just coming from the brand safety piece. You can also exclude communities that you don't want your ads to show up in. And then last but not least, your interest groups, which are parent interest groups. And then you also have your child interest in there as well. Promoted posts, this is the second placement that we have. So these will appear within your feed. What your feed means, it's basically when you open up the app and you're kind of browsing through it, just like any other platform. You have freeform ads. If anybody's familiar with what an instant experience is on Facebook and Instagram, it's a place that holds a large amount of information. You can put images, you can put videos, carousels, GIFs, and it's really an awesome ad placement to just educate your audience on a particular thing. We've used this for Black Friday, Cyber Monday as like a gift guide. You can also do it like parents taking their kids back to school and like, this is what I'm getting for them. Anything around like truly anything that your brand wants to focus, this is a great spot for it. You can have this live as a dark post or just an like always on post. And then your regular image, video, and carousel ads work the exact same way. You can use the exact same specs from any of the other platforms that you're using. Okay, so it's a nice, easy, low-hanging fruit to repurpose ads. This is an awesome example when it comes to a full funnel strategy. This is from Home Depot. And you can see that they start with an awareness play here on the left. And it's showing you your video ad. It's a tip from Tool Shack, so Shaquille O'Neal. And he's really just going through all of these tools from Home Depot. They've done takeovers. If you're familiar with takeovers, they are reserved buys. On Reddit, they're actually quite affordable in comparison to what other platforms are. So I can share what the costings for those are as well. Then you look at your consideration. So your carousel ads, which you're just swiping from left to right, that freeform ad that we talked about. So you can see here in the GIF how you just keep scrolling. It's a bunch of really useful information. And then a conversation ad. And last but not least, DPA, so that dynamic product ads, which we also have incentives for right now if you want to test this out because it's still a little bit new on the platform. I'll go over Reddit takeovers really quickly, but like I mentioned, these are reserved buys. So purchasing a takeover guarantees you the highest reach on our platform and the top ad placements wherever the takeover is running. This goes on the left, your larger takeovers, which is taking over Reddit for the entire 24 hours. You're taking over the full platform. Then you go into First View Plus. This is really great if you have a lot of video content. First View, they're very similar. First View Plus just gives you more placements that you're taking over. And then your category takeover. So this allows you to get really contextually deep into the particular category that your product is under. So for example, if I don't know, I sell San Pellegrino, I can take over food and bev for the day. I can take it over multiple days. And that means that my brand will have 100% SOV for the day that I purchased that takeover. They're all bought at a national level, but if you did want to narrow it down to certain provinces, certain states, you can also do that as well. But it's our highest impact unit, lots of unique reach in there. And then you can also create retargeting audiences and bring that down into your auction so those dollars can continue to work for you all the way through. Purchasing a takeover guarantees you, again, the highest reach. And this is just a different view of exactly what I just said. I duplicated this one. Sorry about that. But in general, this is our recap. If you're not familiar with Reddit lingo, TLDR means too long didn't read. Number one is community matters. Reddit is thriving in Canada and the US. Lots and lots of new users on a weekly basis. Reddit wants brands to, or Redditors want brands to engage on Reddit. They want to hear from you. They want to know what you're offering and they want to be educated. Context is becoming more and more important as marketers continue to grow as multiple brands continue to onboard onto different platforms, as offerings continue to get larger and larger. And then last but not least, Reddit has solutions to support your growth. I know I fed you guys lots of information there, so I appreciate you guys staying with me. I appreciate all of the questions at the end. And yeah, thank you so much. I think we'll probably take a few of the questions.
Yes, for sure. Thank you so much for all of that. That was so helpful. And I think anyone who was on the fence about Reddit has been fully convinced. So this is amazing. We have so many questions, but I'm going to grab a few because I know we have 5 minutes. One question that I thought was really interesting is, so if someone makes an account for their brand on Reddit, how can they show that they're actually that brand? And maybe, because maybe some people might think of someone posing as the brand. So how can you, you know, really show that you are a reliable source from the brand?
Yeah, great question. And this is actually something that is in our 2025 roadmap. It's something called Reddit Pro. So we will now have business profiles, and think about it as like the little blue check mark saying that you're certified. So that will be coming, and it will be available for brands.
Nice. I love that. Yeah. Another one I have here. So I have a few different questions from like a nonprofit perspective. But do you have any insights how a nonprofit could use Reddit? So maybe not for fundraising, but more so for awareness. Like, how could they go about that? And this can be for Juliana and Christina as well.
Yeah, I think there's multiple ways that you can use it. It depends if you want to take the organic approach or if you want to do the paid advertising approach. From a paid advertising approach, I would honestly take advantage of that free format that we just chatted through. I think it just gives you a really big opportunity on how to inform people, maybe informing people that don't usually donate, why it's good to donate, where these proceeds are going to, how often do you guys collect, or like anything really around your value proposition and being able to communicate that in a way that is so native to the platform. So I would probably go about it that way.
I think the one thing that I would recommend if you're not already doing it is to look and see what communities that align with your purpose for your nonprofit that already exist. There's so many communities on Reddit. It's kind of the idea that like, if it doesn't exist on Reddit, it doesn't exist. And so I'm sure that if you have like select audiences that you want to tap into or select like mission focused people, looking to see what those conversations are and where there already are communities that you can tap into already, it seems kind of daunting, but it actually could turn into a shortcut for you because you're already able to tap into something that you don't have to create. It already exists. Now you can become a part of that.
And another question as well. So if a brand wanted to start posting on Reddit or maybe monitoring social listening, that kind of thing, what kind of metrics would you tell them would be good ones to follow as they're kind of starting out? Like what does success look like?
Yeah, I mean, this is a question that I chat with all the time. And I don't think I clarified this, by the way, that my role at Reddit is an acquisition client partner. So I actually work with brand new advertisers who have never been on the platform, and I help you onboard and I really help you find your success on the platform. So anytime that I've had that question asked, I love asking it back to advertisers, because it's like, well, how do you define success? What are your main KPIs right now? How do those differ or when you're onboarding a new vendor, right? So if you've been on, for example, Meta, who for a lot of people is your like tried and true, you've probably been on there for years, right? The performance that you have now has been something that you've been working through for a long time. So when you test out a new platform, what do those KPIs look like? We can always give you benchmarks based on the vertical that you're in, and then that's how we can measure ourselves. And then once we've been on the platform for a little longer, we can create our own historical benchmarks. But I love having those conversations up front and figuring out what your expectations are. And, you know, we can obviously get very nitty gritty into like attribution windows, last click, and what that means for you as an advertiser. But I think always having that information up front and knowing what we can expect from both sides and seeing how we can improve as we go is something that like I always like to focus on first.
Nice. That's awesome. Because I know right now at Heyworka, we kind of look around different Facebook groups, see who's mentioning us, what they're saying. And now I just really want to go on Reddit and be like, creeping around and be like, who's chatting about us? So yeah, that is awesome. But I know we're out of time now. So we will send Juliana's LinkedIn in the chat again. So if you want to connect with her, definitely connect. She'd be happy to chat. And this was so amazing. I feel like I learned so much about Reddit. So thank you so much for joining us. And thank you so much for joining us, Christina. I always love hearing your insights on everything. But yeah, this has been awesome. And thank you everyone for joining. And I hope you all have a great rest of your day.
Thank you so much, everyone.